for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, February the 17th, 2018. Gene Williams is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on deliverance from the ite spirit.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
And He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
How many of you have been blessed so far?
Yes.
I give God praise for what He has done.
Amen.
And what He's about to do. But before I go forward, I just wanted to bring to your attention, if you, by chance, went back to the book area and you saw this book, and it read, L. DeShazel Williams, that is me. My middle name is Jean, but this is my name, L. DeShazel Williams. So I'm hoping that you would pick up the book and bless Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, and it talks about deceptive tongues. I did a teaching on deceptive tongues maybe a few years ago, and that's what this book was birthed out of.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I bow in worship and praise before You. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ as my protection. I surrender myself completely and unreservedly in every area of my life to You, Jesus. I take a stand against all the workings of Satan that would hinder me from teaching Your word. I resist all the endeavors of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob me of the will of God. I take authority over every foul demon spirit that has been assigned to this conference to be expelled now in Jesus Christ's name. I ask the Holy Spirit to loose angelic angels to surround us and protect us in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let's give God the praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. I'm excited about teaching. God gave me this teaching that I'm about to minister to you today over a year ago. And I think it was, I was going to teach it. I think it was at July camp. But I never got the opportunity to minister this teaching. How many know that God has a plan?
Yes.
And He already has worked the plan out. Amen?
Yes.
And every one of you that is here today is designed to be here today.
Amen.
But the title of my teaching is Deliverance from the ITE Spirit. And it's I-T-E-S. And I'm going to break it down a little more. The Canaanites, the Hittites. I'm going to break those spirits down. But this is the title of this teaching. So what are ites? They are distractions that attempt to hinder you from reaching the promises of God. They are evil spirits working through people who don't want you to claim your promise and all God wants to give you. They are dark forces working against us to keep us out of our personal promise that is rightfully ours. But I'm here to tell you today, we have come to take back everything that the enemy has stole from us.
Yes.
Every promise that God has promised us, we came to take it back today. Amen?
Amen.
As we can see, the children of Israel, they often find themselves fighting against these nations and was affected by them until God cleared the way for them. We can look in Deuteronomy where it talks about these spirits and why God commanded these spirits needed to be destroyed. It was a commandment by Jesus to destroy these spirits. If you want to turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, verse 17 And I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "But you shall utterly destroy them. The Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hittites, and the Jebusites, just as the Lord your God has commanded you." He gave a commandment. God told Israelites to exterminate, to kill, to eliminate, to annihilate these spirits. And they were forbidden to intermarry with them because God did not want them to pass on their pagan practices and pagan gods. In Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, verse 1 through 2, and again, I'm coming from the Amplified Bible. "When the Lord your God brings you into a land which you are entering to possess, and has cleared the way many nations before you, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God gives them over to you, and you defeat them, then you shall destroy them. You should not make a covenant, a treaty with them, nor show mercy and compassion to them." So it's time to annihilate the Ike spirit. Here we can see the seven enemies of God's people, the Ites, who are relentless in keeping the land of promise for themselves. Also, in this passage, the Lord reminds his people that Ites are strong and great. As you can see, he says, "The nation greater and mightier than you, and when the Lord your God gives them over to you, you shall defeat them." We must never underestimate the power of the enemy. Paul calls Satan the god of this world and the prince of the power of the air for good reasons. And why is this? Because Satan himself, he is cunning, he's subtle, and he's clever. And God wants us to be armed and in position to be able to fight these enemies. Amen?
Amen.
As we can see, these spirits are running rapidly in the world today.
Amen.
And continues to be at their best by destroying God's people. I don't know about you today, but I'm mad with the devil.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of him walking all over me and my family.
Amen.
And it is time for us to take our authority.
Yes.
And take back everything the enemy has stolen for us.
Amen.
See, you came here to lay canvases for such a time as this.
Yes, yes.
God is arming you, and he is positioning you to fight the enemy.
Yes.
I believe it is very important to understand how each of these spirits operates. These spirits are real, and their effects in people's lives are devastating. Aren't you tired of the devil walking all over you?
Yes.
Aren't you tired of him defeating you?
Yes.
It's time to defeat him. Amen?
Amen.
God has given us the authority. God has given us the tools.
Thank you, Lord.
So I say to you today, all of these teachings that have been released in your presence,
Amen.
Don't take them home and set them aside. But take them and apply them to your life, because we have an enemy who is not playing with us. Amen?
Amen.
And God wants you to be armed with the word of God. The Bible says in 1 John 4:4, because we're not glorifying the devil, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." So let's be mindful. Our God is truly the greater God.
Yes.
There's none like him, and there will never be. He's still King of kings and Lord of lords, and there's nothing as he
is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, what is ites? They also are squatters devouring your land.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just talking about your physical land. I'm talking about the property that you own. I'm talking about your children. I'm talking about your job. These are squatters. They are ice spirits that want to devour your land. So what is a squatter? Someone without permission. One that settles on new land without a title. Let me read this again. What is a squatter? Someone without permission. One that settles on new land without a title. They have been living on the land, paying no taxes, fees, permits, or anything. Squatters basically steal from you. There are leeches that attach themselves to you and mean you no good. A squatter is a person or an entire family who decides to set up camp and remain on land as she doesn't own. He or she doesn't own. It's almost impossible for an owner of the property to regain ownership and assets. It can be a homeless person who moves into an empty building and gains a title to do it without paying anything. There are many states that allow this and actually give right away to the squatters. Atlanta, Georgia is one of them. I know a pastor in Atlanta. He rented out a house. The people did whatever they wanted to do in the house. They left the house. Some squatters came in there. He took them to court. The court would not give him the right to take back his ownership. It took him almost 2 years to get the rights back of his home. So when a squatter come on your land, you better be careful and know that Jesus Christ sent them or they're sent by the devil. A squatter rights are when we haven't possessed a portion of our promised land. And the enemy moves into our legal inheritance, our legal territory, and declares squatter rights. There is no way to assess your full portion that God has for you when squatters take your rights. The enemy will attempt to possess your inheritance if you don't act and take back ownership. There's an evil presence that wants to devour you today. He wants to take your land. He wants to devour you. But God has given you today a commandment to kick him out. Amen. And that's what we're going to do today. Amen. The Bible says in John the 10th chapter, verse 10 in the Amplified, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflow. This is what God desires for you. He wants it to overflow. This is the promise he has for you. The Bible says in James the 4th chapter, verse 7, so be subject to God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Amen. Standing firm against him. Let him know who you are in Jesus Christ, and he has to flee. Amen? Amen. It is time to become aggressive and move forth and possessing our promises. The enemy will attempt you, harass you, and even make accusations against you. But we must remain confident that God has promised us it is ours. Just as God did with Israel, promising them a land filled with milk and honey, he has promised us the same thing. So you have that same right to the promise. The Bible says in Romans the 4th chapter, verse 21, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he promised you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's what the word says. Now, if the word says that he has promised to keep his word, then who report you believe today?
All right.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It is time to possess the gates of the enemy. Everything that the enemy has stolen from you today, it is time for him to give it back to you a hundredfold. Yes. And if you believe that, give God a hand clap. Right. Now let's talk about protecting your boundaries and what is rightfully yours. God gave Israel tribes their land and described the boundaries of their portion. It was each tribe's responsibility to protect what God had given them. If a squatter attempted to move into the land, they had to immediately kick them out. Let me assure you, squatters bring trials and tribulations. They bring trials and tribulations with them. Maybe some of your trials are due to squatters possessing your portions of the promise. Let me assure you of this. Squatters don't give up without a fight. The devil does not give up without a fight. Why? Why don't the devil give up? Because he are convinced that it belongs to him. The Bible says in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 31, I will let the limits of your land be from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the wasteland to the river of Euphrates. For I will give the people of those lands into your power. He will give it to you, and you will send them out before you. There's no limitation on what God has promised you. The promise is yours.
Amen.
There's no limitation. And if he promised you that, then you must believe it is.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question today. Are you letting the devil know what is yours? Are you allowing him to walk all over you today? It's time to rise up and take back what rightfully belongs to you. It's also time to remind the devil that Jesus Christ defeated him over 2,000 years ago, and the promise stands today.
Amen.
Since the beginning of the time, there has been an enemy who attempt to lie, steal from God's children. It began in the garden, and the enemy is still active today. Trials and tribulations occur, and they constantly coming. But Jesus promised. But we must remember, the Lord promised us that he has overcome the world, and therefore we can have peace, and he will empower us to witness our inheritance if we drive out the enemy from our promised land. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 1, therefore, since these great promises are ours, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates and defiles the body and spirit, and bring our consecration to completeness in the reverential fear of God. It is time to protect the boundaries of our promises. The word states that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. And you'll find that in James 4, verse 7. Resist means to oppose him, to be opposite of him. To me, this says that we cannot agree with the devil lies. Because remember, he's the father of all lies. The enemy will bombard you with lies and deceptions. He will steal from you. However, we must stand up and oppose him and speak opposite of his lies and declare only that God says about you is the truth.
Amen.
If you say you are awesome, you are powerful, you are anointed woman of God, and you believe that. One thing I know about my Jesus, when he made me, he made the original copy. There's none like me, and there never will be. Because every last one of you are the original copy.
Yeah.
You are wonderfully, you are beautifully, and you are beautifully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Amen. So when the enemy comes and speaks to you, remind him who you are in Jesus Christ. Because I sense out here, it's many of you today, you don't like the way you look. There's a lot of things the enemy has been speaking to you. You came in with a heavy heart. You don't believe who you are. Matter of fact, you don't really know who you are. But the enemy is a liar today.
Amen.
He's a liar. But you believe what Jesus said, and you are somebody. And don't you ever forget it.
Amen.
The Israelites were specifically instructed to drive out the previous tenant in their land of promise. For us, it's the same thing. It's nothing different. It's nothing hard about it. Just execute your authority. God says that we also are to go in and possess the land. So now we're going to look at some of these spirits, and it's seven of them. And when I began to identify these spirits, you will find in yourself that some of these same spirits have been operating in your life. You can identify with them. But before we go and we discuss these spirits, I want you to go to Exodus, the third chapter, verse 8. That's Exodus, the third chapter, verse 8. And it reads, "And I have come down," this is what God is saying, "I have come down to deliver them out of the hand and power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a land of good and large and flowing with milk and honey, in a land of plenty, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and the Girgashites." These spirits, they was wealthy, they had it all, but they also had abominations and adulteries. And these are the spirits that God did not want the Israelites to intertwine with, that he wanted them to get rid of. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, verse 9 through 11. That's Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, verse 9 through 11. And it reads, "Therefore, know without any doubt and understand that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who is keeping his covenant." Now there's a covenant between you and Jesus. "And his steadfast loving kindness to a thousand generations for those who love him and keep his commandments." See, that's a part that we have to play as well before we can kick him out. He wants to keep his commandments. We have to have a covenant relationship with him. He's saying in 11, "Therefore, you should keep, follow, obey the commandments and statutes and judgments which I have commanded you this day." So we have a part in this that we have to play. Keeping his commandments. Obeying him. A covenant. What is a covenant? What is a covenant? A covenant is a legal agreement between two or more parties. A covenant is between you and Jesus. A covenant is how God communicates to us, redeem us, and guarantee us eternal life in Jesus. He does this because a covenant is a promise, and God's promises cannot be broken. And if he promised you this, it cannot be broken. That settles it. It's a wrap. It's a done deal. God dealt with his people, Israel, especially in the area of promises. Because, see, I see something here. We're missing out on the promises that is due to us. They are for you. These are your promises that he promised you. Who is he? Jesus Christ. He promised us these promises. He said in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 1. That's Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. "Now it shall be, if you diligently listen to and obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I am commanding you tomorrow, next week, next month. When? Today. Say it again. Today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, but today. So that tells me it starts today. It starts right now.
Amen.
The Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. He will set you above all the nations of the earth. If we diligently seek him, keep his commandments, obey him. And these are the promises that God has for us. Now let's talk about the modern day ites and how they are operating in our lives today. The first one I want to talk about is the Canaanite. The Canaanite. And it's spelled C-A-N-A-A-N-I-T-E. And these were lowland people. They had a problem with addiction, sexual perversion, pornography, lesbianism, homosexual. People pleasing spirit want to please everybody except God. The Canaanites had compassion for earthly things. It was all about the earthly things, what they can accomplish. Things that defile their bodies. Things that were not good for them. These spirits operate through people's emotions and make a huge effort to shut off the person's mind. They are mind-controlled spirits, perverse spirits, lustful spirits, perversion, pornography, lesbianism, homosexuals, people-pleasing spirits. I have to please him. I have to please her. The Bible says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12. That's Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, and against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly supernatural places. So our struggle is not flesh and blood. So if you're having a problem with any one of these spirits that I just mentioned, we're going to go after this when I finish. There will be some deliverance. The second spirit. Hittite. And it spells H-I-T-T-I-T-E. H-I-T-T-I-T-E. And they was called the sons of terror. Great fear, evil, danger, all these spirits was connected to the Hittites, the Hittites. Claustrophobia, terrorizing spirits. The sons of terror, I believe, is behind the spirit operating in ISIS that caused great fear, extreme terror. Depression, suicide, suicide thoughts, tormenting spirit, can't sleep at night, tormented by everything, deceit, deceiving spirits, always deceiving someone, phobia, terror in the marriage, terror in the home, terror all around you. Nothing but pain, nothing but fear. These are the spirits that the Hittites are dealing with. Claustrophobia. You can't go in the elevator. When the door closes on you, you feel like you're closing in. And some of you need to be delivered from that spirit. You can't go in the elevator. I was one of them. I would walk up 500 steps before I go into the elevator. And when I was working at the hospital, and I had to go on the fourth floor to do my chaplain, I would walk the fourth floor. All the way up those stairs, and I'd be, but I did because I was fearful of the elevators. I would wait until somebody else get on the elevator before I get on. And if someone got on the elevator, when they got on the elevator and they punched two or three, and mine was the fourth floor to go up, I would get off two or three. and I will walk the rest of the way up the elevator, up the stairs. So hopefully you can get some deliverance in that today. You don't want to be like me, because that was a lot of fear. And suicidal thoughts, having suicidal thoughts of hurting yourself, killing yourself. These spirits are linked up with the Hittites. The Bible said in 2 Timothy verse 1 and 7, and again, I read from the Amplified Bible, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind." I like that. A well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. And how many of us need self-control today? We need a disciplined spirit. And I'm going to go over the Hittites one more time. It's called great fear, evil, danger. The sons of terror are the spirit operating behind ISIS that brings fear to our nations, to our countries, pain, suffering, torment in the mind, claustrophobia, terrorizing spirits, extreme terror. Some people can't even leave the house, they're so afraid. Extreme terror. Depression, depressed about everything. Phobia and terror, and even terror in the marriage. Afraid of a husband. Can't do nothing. Afraid of him. Instead of the marriage being loving, honest, and true, it's terrorized. But the spirit of terrorized is being defeated today. Number three, the Amorites. And it spells A-M-O-R-I-T-E-S. The Amorites. And they was called mountain people. Mountain people. The spirit of pride. Destroyer of life. They was very proudful. They was boastful. They was rebellious. They was arrogant. Self-respect for one's own dignity, honor and worth, obsessed with earthly things, yearn after fame, want to be famous, self-exhorting is all about me, look at me, what I accomplish, self-exhorting, domineering spirits, got to dominate everything. If I can't have it, then I don't want it. I'm going to dominate this. They want to be seen. Look at me. It's all about me, myself, and I. Proud spirit tell us we're right and the other person are wrong. In other words, they're always right. You never can get a word in the conversation. They always take over the conversation. It's all about them. They believe that they can sin and get away with it, that God won't do anything to them. Oh, I'd be okay. It's okay to do this. It's okay to do that. The pride spirit tells us we have to have more pride. It's a pride spirit. And this pride spirit rejoices in our brothers and our sisters' failures. You're glad that they failed. You're happy that they failed. They'll never mount up to anything. Pride spirit tells us to give up. You might as well forget it. And again, the Amorite spirit is the spirit of pride, destroyer of life, proud, boastful, rebellious, arrogant, self-respect for one's own dignity, obsessed with earthly things, all about materialistic things. Yearn after fame. Got to have that fame. Do anything to get the fame. Self-exhorting. Exhorting himself. Domineering spirit. Want to dominate. In other words, operating out of witchcraft. If they can't dominate, manipulate, or control it, they don't want nothing to do with it. Pride spirit tells you, I'm always right. You wrong. I'm never wrong. My spirit rejoiced in the brothers and sisters' failures. Oh, I'm glad that marriage didn't work. Oh, I'm glad this didn't happen. They rejoiced in this. And I want to take my time to give you this because this is really important because we really want to come after these spirits. And why I'm calling these spirits out, I want you to identify in yourself if some of these spirits that's operating in me today, they need to be dethroned. This is what you need to be doing. Number four, the parasite spirit. That's P-E-R-I-Z-Z-I-T-E-S. Parasites. They belong to a village. They were village people. They believe and carry all the generational curses that was upon them. They never graduated. You may see yourself never be able to graduate. You'll start something, you won't finish. You start college, but you never graduated. You never completed it. You never finished. You can only see so far. If I can't see it, I'm not going to do it. You can only see so far. These spirits stop you from going to your destiny, seeing your destiny. They never dream big. They never dream big things. They never can see themselves being someone important. They never can. They see this job that they want, but they don't believe that they can do it. The spirit shuts them down. They always believe small things. They never can see what the eyes, how far the eyes can let them see. They only believe small things. So if this is you today, that you only believe small things, that you cannot mount up to anything, that you cannot dream big, that's lies from the enemy. Because you can dream big. You can accomplish whatever your heart desires. So again, you have to remind the enemy who you are in Jesus Christ. The spirit also limits your growth. And also it limits the growth in children. The children never amount to anything. The children never go so far. They don't believe that they can do anything. They lazy. They never do anything. They lay around the house, don't do nothing. Never see your kids grow up. You'll never see your kids grow up. They always home want to hang on to mom. They have a generation of curse on them of poverty. A generation of curse of poverty. Never having enough. They are physical and their physical and spiritual growth are hindered. Their physical and spiritual growth are hindered. They are mute. They are shut down. They stop talking. They can never go so far. This spirit holds you back from walking into your call, what God has called you and appointed you to walk in. This spirit limits your vision where you only see so far. This spirit also connects with laziness. This spirit also cut off your spiritual growth, your spiritual authority, making you believe that you will never amount up to anything. You can never, ever get so far. This spirit also closes every door and every gate in your life to stop you from reaching your promise. The Bible says in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 8, be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to feast upon and devour. What is this saying? Be aware of the enemy. And as I told you earlier, the devil is the father of all lies. So these spirits that I just called out, if you can bear witness with that, the devil has put a curse upon you to believe these lies that you are nobody, that you cannot accomplish anything. So it's time to stop believing the devil lies. Number five, the Hivites. S-H-I-V-I-T-E-S. Hittites. The Hittites. And they was called villagers as well. And this spirit, compromise and deception. It compromise and deception. It limits in here and now. It limits you in here and now. It's fleshly, it's glamour, and it's freedom to just party. I'm free to do whatever I want to do. I don't have to answer to nobody. Their money is their God. They spend it as though they have it all. They're liars. They're slickers. And they pass themselves on as they're spiritual people. That they're deep. I'm spiritual. But behind that, it's lies and deceit. And again, this spirit compromise and deception, limited and here and now, is very fleshly. Glamour, freedom to party, do whatever they want to do. Nobody tells them what to do. Their money is their God. They believe in their money. Their money can save them. Their money can deliver them. They blow money as if money means nothing to them. They are liars. They're slickers. And they pass themselves on as being very spiritual and very deep. The Bible says in Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 4, among them, the God of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving to prevent them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The God of this world has blinded you to keep you from seeing what God has for you. So it's time for the blindness to come off. It's time for you to see again. Amen. Number 6. And it's the Jebusites. And it's spelled J-E-B-U-S-I-T-E. And they was called threshers. They were farmlands and grains and croppers. And they was called, and they was dwelling in defiled. They was unclean. Their heart was not right. Their heart was deceitful. They had a lot of strife. They had a lot of hatred. They would humiliate you. They would talk about you. They would say bad things against you. They would put you down. And this spirit would tell you, you're dumb, you're stupid, you'll never amount up to anything. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares for you. You're not here for a purpose. You're just here. This spirit speaks lies to you. This spirit also makes you feel real small. Like you're nobody. That you can't do anything. You're very small. Everybody else is accomplishing everything and you can't do anything. This spirit also stop all growth and bring guilt upon you. You're guilty. If I wouldn't have done this, maybe if I have done that, maybe if I was born from this person instead of that person, maybe if I would have educated myself, maybe I would have been somebody. These are lies of the enemy. This spirit also is another evil spirit that implies depression, oppression upon you. It also implies defilement of the body. And this spirit is strongly connected to an unclean spirit which operates through religious legalism. Meaning, putting the law above the gospel. It's also a spirit behind racism. The color of your skin or who you are. Oh, I was born black, so I must not be important. Oh, I was born Caucasian, so I must not be important. Oh, I was born Mexican, or I may not be important. But these are spirits. These are lying spirits. They want you to believe that you are not important. Every one of us was here and put here for a purpose.
Amen.
And that purpose will be known. The Bible says in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11, I know the plans that I have for you. And I say to you today, if you feel like you are not here for a purpose, read Jeremiah 29:11. Put it in your spirit. Recite that every day. Remind yourself that God has a plan for you. And that plan is a perfect will. And that plan was put out for you to do good and for you to be someone. So get that scripture in your heart and remind the enemy who you are. Every day I have to remind him who I am. Every day he's speaking negativity. But it's up to me to receive the lies. So we have to remind him that we are somebody. This spirit also connects with how you dress. Oh, nothing I wear look good. Oh, if I would have only just put on this. Oh, everything I put on is too tight. It's too little. It don't fit right. It always have a complex behind it. This spirit also will find that it favors, you will find yourself favoring another child over the other. This spirit connects with that. And the child begins to feel rejected. And a lot of times, out of conviction, you don't really say, I have a favorite child or I favor this person over that one. Because a lot of times that spirit can't operate. It always, one of our children maybe do better, or one of our children may be very independent than the other one. And we have a tendency to favor that other child. I could say my mother favored me over my other sisters and brothers. And she really did. And I believe, honestly, she didn't really realize it. But she did. But guess what? My siblings saw it. They saw it. So we have to be careful with that spirit. We have more than one children. Amen?
Amen.
This spirit also is a competition spirit. You're always in competition. Always in competition. And the spirit also is a jealousy spirit. The spirit of jealousy is behind this spirit. You jealous of another person. You jealous how they look. You jealous how they dress. You jealous of their accomplishments. You in competition with them. You in competition with their teaching, how they teach. I'm going to try to teach better than this person. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. This spirit operates out of that. And again, I'm going to read them over. This spirit also, it defiles the body. It's unclean. Your heart is not right. You're holding strife and hatred against someone. It keeps you from, oh yes, I missed one. It keeps you from operating in the church. You feel like I can never mount up to anything. I can't do this. She can do it better. I can't do anything. It shuts you down. It stops you from going forth in what Jesus Christ has called you to do. It stops you from operating in the church. It makes you feel small. It stops all growth. This spirit also put a spirit of guilt upon you. You're guilty about everything and you shouldn't be. It also tells you you can't teach like her. And a lot of you have stopped doing a lot of things because you feel like I'm not worthy. I can't teach like her. I can't pronounce words like that person. I can't put my message together the way that she do or the way that he do. But I have news for you. Long as you're doing it the way Jesus wants you to do it, and when he looks in your heart and he sees a pure heart, that's what matters. We're different. He made us different. But it's the same Holy Spirit. This spirit also, another spirit also follow behind this, and that's depression and oppression. This spirit operates through religious legalism, meaning you put in the law above the gospel. This spirit is also behind racism, the color of your skin, the way you dress, competition, jealousy, and putting another child before another. Number 7, the Gergeshites. It's GIRGASHITES. That's the Girgashites. And they was called clay dwellers. They was clay dwellers, farmers, lived near the river. They only believe what they can see. If I can't see it, I don't believe it. They had a spirit of doubting. They doubt everything. They were analytical. They analyzed everything. They criticized everything. Everybody attacking me. Everybody doing this to poor me. They had a very critical spirit. Everybody was after them. They focused on earthliness. And they also were double-minded people. The Bible says a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. They were double-minded people. They only believed what the eyes can see. They had a very doubting spirit. They doubted everything. Very analytical. Let me analyze everything. They criticized everything. Always had a critical spirit. Everybody attacking me. Everybody against me. The Bible says in James, the first chapter, verse 6 through 8, "For he must ask for wisdom and faith without doubting." God's willingness to help. For the one who doubts is like a billowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. But such a person ought not to think or expect that he will receive anything at all from the Lord. Number 8. Being a double-minded man, unstable and restless in all his ways and everything he inks, feels, or decides. So I say to you, don't be double-minded today. Don't have a doubting spirit today. Believe the word of God. Believe Jesus Christ. The spirit of Thomas need to be dethroned today. The doubting spirit of Thomas is being dethroned out of your life today. And I believe that God wants to do a work in us. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to say to you today, do you want to possess the promised land today?
Yes.
Wouldn't you rejoice if suddenly you were set free from all these abominations and addictions? But I got news for you today. The Holy Spirit is here, and he wants to bring deliverance to your mind, to your will, to your emotions. He wants to set you free today.
Amen.
Every spirit that was called today, that I said today, God wants to dethrone those spirits out of your life. Amen?
Amen.
It is time to demonstrate the power of God. And the Bible says, once his word has went forth, he will come back and demonstrate his power. And I believe today that God wants to demonstrate his power even more. God has been demonstrating his power since we walked in these doors on Friday night. And I don't know about you, but each day it intensifies, and it goes to the next level. And God is still here today, ready to do some more deliverance.
Yes.
So if you stand with me today, and before we go any further, and we know we talk about this all the time, that we have to forgive in order for our deliverance to take place. So I say to you today to take a moment. If there is someone in your life, whether they're living or dead, that you have not forgiven, ask the Holy Spirit to shine the spotlight on them and that you can forgive them and release yourself from them. Because the only way your deliverance is going to take place if you forgive those who hurt you. So I want you to take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to shine a spotlight on those who have hurt you, who have disappointed you. So go ahead and take a moment and do that. whether they rape you, they mistreated you, they lied, they cheated, whatever the case may be, ask the Holy Spirit to help you release those people. Really search your heart before you sit down. Really search your heart, because we want the Holy Spirit to come in and cleanse us from those things that we have been bound with. When you feel that you have forgiven everyone that God laid on your heart, then you may be seated. Really search your heart. Take this very serious, because this is a serious thing. Because we don't want to leave here the way we came. We're looking to be totally set free. The Holy Spirit is here. And He's waiting to do battle for us. It's nothing that I do. I have no tricks. I have no schemes. I have no plots. Only have the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ. He's the one that does the deliverance. I'm just a vessel that wants to be used by Him. So if you open your hearts to Him and receive Him today, let Him in. Let Him in. That's right. Take your time. Yes. Lord, we just thank You, Lord, for Your deliverance. We thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank You for Your sweet presence. You may be seated as soon as you finish. I'm not rushing you, but take as much time as you want. Finish. Repeat after me.
I forgive
any person who has ever hurt me,
disappointed me,
abandoned me,
mistreated me,
or rejected me. In the name of Jesus. I renounce
all addictions,
drugs,
alcohol,
or any illegal
substance
that has bound me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I renounce all pride,
haughtiness,
arrogance,
ego,
disobedience,
rebellion,
in Jesus Christ's name.
In Jesus Christ.
Take a deep breath and breathe in and out for me. Breathe in and out. Give me one big cough. Come on, all over this place. I come against every spirit that would try to stop you from your growth in Jesus Christ's name. I come against uncleansedness. I come against bitterness in the name of Jesus. Bitter at your mother. Bitter at your father. Bitter at your children. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to come out. All spirit of bitterness, come out of God's people now and loose them in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of God's people now and loose them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against resentment. Resentment of your mother. Resentment of your father. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command all spirits to loose God's people now all over this place. In Jesus Christ's name, I come against the spirit of hatred, rage, anger, fear. I come against you. I break your powers and I command all spirits to loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of God's people. Spirit of anger, spirit of rage, come out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I will hurt them if they hurt me. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command those spirits to loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Rage, revenge, I will get revenge on them, those that hurt me. I come against the spirit of revenge. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of God's people. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of terror. Terror of elevators. Terror of husbands. Terror of spiders. I come against the spirit of terror that would terror you at night. I come against that spirit that terrorized you in your dreams. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of God's people. I bind the spirit of fear. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but love and power and of a sound mind. I bind spirit of fear. Come out of God's heap of fear. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out and I command those spirits to go in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of God's people. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against people-pleasing spirit. Got to please everybody. I come against that spirit and I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. People spirit, people pleasing spirit, come out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your power. Spirit of torment, I break your power. I come against the suffering spirit. You're suffering because of cause. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of pride. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out and I command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against pornography. Nobody sees me. I can look at pornography because nobody sees me. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. The spirit of pornography, I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of lesbianism. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people. I command you to go and loose God's people. I come against your identity. Don't know who you are. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lesbianism, come out of God's people. Let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to come out of God's people in Jesus Christ's name. I come against homosexual spirits. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on now, spirit of lust, spirit of perversion. I break your power and I command you to go. Lust after the things of the world. Lust after things of the world. I command you to go and loose God's people now all over this place. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers and we command you to go. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love and power and of a sound mind. And we take authority over every spirit that does not need to be here in Jesus Christ's name. We take authority over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against the spirit of torment. We come against the spirit of phobia. We break your powers and we command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. We come against the spirit of boastful, rebellious spirit, rebellious. You've been rebellious in your call. You've been rebellious in everything. We come against that spirit. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people. I come against the spirit of witchcraft, where you want to dominate, you want to manipulate, you want to control everything. We break your powers. We come against the Jezebel spirit. I break your powers now in the name of Jesus Christ. We dethrone you now in the name of Jesus. I break every power of Jezebel. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We cast you out and we command those spirits to go. We come against the dominating spirit. We come against the prideful spirit. We come against you. We break your powers and you have no place here. And we command you to go and loose God's people in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Jezebel, come out. Come out of the lurking. Come out of the lungs. Come out of the back. Come out of the esophagus. We command you to go out of the tongue. We break your powers. We come against the lashing tongue. You don't tell me what to do. I will lash you. I will tell you off. I come against that spirit. I come against the backbiting spirit. The backstabbing spirit. Where you backbite your brother and sister. You backstab your brothers and sisters. I come against that spirit. I break your powers. And I command you to loose God's people in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, come on out. Out in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. I come against the arrogant spirit. You're very arrogant. Nobody can tell me what to do. Nobody tell me nothing. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now. I come against the failure spirit. Every time I try to go and educate myself, I can never finish. I come against the stagnant spirit that would stagnate your growth. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people. I come against you and I break your powers in Jesus Christ's name. I come against no compassion. Don't know how to love. I break their powers and I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. No compassion. No love. Don't know how to give it. I break your powers in Jesus Christ's name. I cut down your powers in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name. Yes, come on out. In Jesus Christ's name. I come against the procrastinating spirit. You never can get nothing done. You start one thing, you cannot finish. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against no money. Poverty spirit. Can't keep a dollar. Can't keep no money. It put it in your pocket to come out whole. I come against that spirit. I break your power. Never having enough. I break it off of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I cast that spirit out of you in Jesus Christ's name. The spirit of poverty. We break it off of you in Jesus Christ's name. We break the spirit of poverty off of you. No money. Lack money. We come against that spirit. We break your power and we command you to go and loose God's people now. I come against no vision. No vision. Don't know what God wants you to do. I come against the confusion spirit. You're confusing the mind. I come against double-mindedness. I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people all over this place in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against blocked spirit. Blocked binding spirit. Your mind are blocked. You cannot faith. You cannot hear the voice of the Lord. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I come against that spirit to keep you from hearing the voice of God. I come against you in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Jesus. I come against the racist spirit. You're racist in your own way. I break you. I break your power, and I command the spirit of racism to come down, to fall down now in Jesus' name. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I cast it out, and I command the spirit of racism to go and leave this house now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. All over this place. I come against religious legalism. I come against that spirit. I break your powers. The spirit of legalism. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of depression. I break your powers and I command you to go. I come against suicidal spirits, suicidal, thoughts of suicide, thoughts of ending it all. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the lack spirit, not having enough. I come against you, and I break your powers in Jesus Christ's name. I come against this spirit where you just throw in the tower, don't know what to do. I'm confused. I don't know what God would have me to do. I come against that spirit of confusion. I break your powers, and I command the spirit to go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I come against the spirit of witchcraft. I break your powers. I break the spirit of witchcraft off of you now in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of witchcraft. Adultery in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of witchcraft and I bind the spirit of darkness all over this place. And I command the spirit to go and leave God's people now. Spirit of witchcraft, I come against you. I break your powers. The Ouija board, I come against the Ouija board. All you that dealt with the Ouija board, that you was ignorant of the Ouija board, I come against you. I break your powers and I command the spirit to go and leave God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break your powers and we command you to go. I come against the criticized spirit. You criticize about everything. I come against the analytical spirit. You analytical about everything. I come against you. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I come against the doubting spirit. You are doubting everything. You are doubting who you are. You don't know who you are. I break that spirit off of you. I break it off of you. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command that spirit to go and loose off people now in Jesus Christ's name. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against the divination spirit, the sorcery spirit. We break your powers and we command you to loose God's people. All divination spirit, all sorcery, I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people. Jesus' name. I come against the addiction of drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, and nicotine spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, I break your powers. I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of addiction, I come against you. Drugs, alcohol, cocaine, crack, uncles, daddles, I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I break your power. I come against the spirit of drinking, alcohol. You drink in the morning. You drink to go to bed. You drink to wake up. I come against that spirit. I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of hatred. I hate him. He hurt me. He hurt me. I come against that spirit. He hurt me. He rejected me. He did me wrong. How can he do this to me? I break that spirit off of you. The spirit, I break that spirit off of you. And I come against this power, and I command the spirit of hatred to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the spirit of revenge. I will get him. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ where you want to get revenge because they hurt you. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the self-pity spirit. Oh, look at me. They doing it to me. I'm hurt. I come against self-pity. I command you to go and loose God's people now. Place in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, self-pity. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. You have no place here. And I command you to go and loose God's people in Jesus Christ's name. I come against every covenant oath that you made with the devil. And we bind those spirits and we cast them out and we command every covenant oath that you made that was not of God to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers in Jesus' name. And we command you to go and loose God's people. Come on. Come on. Up and out. Come on. Up and out of there. Come on. Loose God's people and let them go. Come on. We got a few more to go. We ain't quite finished. Come on. We command you to go now in Jesus Christ's name. Every pride spirit, the spirit of pride, we break your powers. Nobody tells me what to do. Break that witchcraft spirit, that Jezebel spirit that on every woman who wants to dominate, control, and manipulate everything. I break that spirit off you in Jesus Christ's name. In the name of Jesus Christ. We break it off of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I break off of you the boastful spirit, the rebellious spirit. You've been in rebellious in your calling. God has called you. You've been rebellious. You've been slothful. You've been procrastinating. I break the procrastinating spirit off of you. In Jesus Christ's name, I break that spirit off you. I even break that spirit off you and you have no fire. You have no fire to go forth. You have no fire to praise Jesus. You have no fire to run to Jesus Christ. I break that spirit of no fire. I break it off of you now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against it and I break your powers in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of fear. And I command that spirit of fear to come out in Jesus' name. Now I can see that everybody's looking around. Don't forget about yourself because this is a personal walk with Jesus Christ. Because if you need to be delivered today, don't let this moment pass you by. Because if you're dealing with something, it's time to say, here I am. Take it out of me. I don't want it. I don't want to take this back. So I tell you today, if you're struggling with anything that I have called out, you ask the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in those areas and have them to come and bring deliverance to you because he is the deliverer. It's nothing that I do. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the kingdom. Yes, come on out in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We come against the terrorizing spirits. I don't know if you've been terrorizing your dreams. You've been having a night dream. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I come against the incubus spirit, the succubus spirit. I come against those spirits now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against you and I break your powers. And these spirits come and lie with you and have intercourse with you in your dreams. I come against that spirit and I break your powers and I command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I mean, he's ready to clean up some stuff. I come against too much time on the internet, Facebook. We break the habits of conviction power. We come against the addiction power, the addiction of the internet, the addiction of Facebook. You get all your time and give Jesus no time. I come against that spirit and I break your powers and I command that spirit to loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. The internet, Facebook, Facebook, Twitter, get all your time, and Jesus get none. I come against that spirit and I break your power that drives you to get on the internet to tweet. I come against it right now and I break your powers in Jesus Christ's name. And if that's you, you should be denouncing that right now and saying, Lord, help me. Forgive me for doing that. Forgive me for putting you on the back burner. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. Because God wants to do a mighty work in you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Are everybody feeling it? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Thank you for delivering your people. Thank you, Lord God, that your people submitted to you, Lord, to your work, because you is the work. And Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're about to do to your people. And Lord, I thank you for this group of ladies that is here, that you would not forget their labor, that you would not forget the time that they put in here. And Lord, that you would not forget their sacrifice that they came here, because there was a lot of sacrifice to come. And Lord, I just thank you right now, Lord God, that the blessing of the Lord would be upon your people. And I pray today, Lord God, that they would come to an agreement that the promise is theirs, that you have given them the promise, even as you have given it to Israel. That they will take all of the promise and they will stand on the promise. They will execute their authority and they will move mightily, Lord God, in the call that you have called them for such a time as this. Now, Lord God, I ask you to continue to bless these ladies and I ask that you strengthen them. Everything that was poured out of them, I ask that you put it back in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Stand with me. Amen. Let me pray over you. Lord, it is your desire. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, it is your desire that each of your children move into a greater realm of blessing and glory. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 2 through 14. It states that there are blessings that will come upon us and overtake us. Yes. You have also said that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. This means that we can never outrun your blessings whenever we line up with your word. Yes. Lord, we align our thoughts, yes, our lives, yes, and belief system to your divine word and will for us. Thank you, Lord, for empowering us, yes, to drive out the squatters, yes, and the ites, yes, that are in our promised land. Amen. Thank you for the power to move the known squatters out of our lives, our business, our family, our ministry, our children. Thank you for delivering us, Lord God. Thank you for giving us the promise. We receive your promise today in Jesus Christ's name. Now, Lord God, I ask that you will continue to bless these ladies. I come against every backlash in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask that you cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ, even as Zechariah in chapter 2, verse 5, said he prayed a wall of fire around you. I pray a wall of fire around you for protection in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask the Holy Spirit to release his angels upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Give him a hand.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.